Well, we'll finish this morning our consideration on the whole matter of change, changes that are in the air, changes, well, which we're all facing in a way as a fellowship, us as a family, but all of us, individuals, homes, households, we face changes, don't we? And last time, if you were here, we were thinking about how we, as it were, if we're going to adjust well to change, it means that we're already changing, that there's something happening within us. We're able to respond to things that are happening because already there's a process going on in us of change. So finally this, God's purposes in change. God has purposes. We believe that, don't we? We don't think that things happen, quote unquote, by accident. No such thing. There are providences, and all providences are under the control of God. So things happen and God is in control. Okay? He is behind these things. He has got a plan in these things. He looks on to the future. And whereas we can't see the future, we don't always know what's happening, why it's happening, why now, why this, but he does. And he has purposes. Those purposes is often this, isn't it? That change tells us something about ourselves. Change tells us something about ourselves. It tells us something about each other, but we'll start here, isn't it? It tells us something about ourselves. Who are we? Good question, isn't it? Who are we? We know that question. Do we ever ask that question? In a way, I guess, very often we don't. And it's perhaps, in a way, to our loss. It's a very deep question. And I'm going to suggest to you, we can't really answer it. Because that's what the human heart is about. It is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's what Jeremiah says. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Who can know it? And we can't know it because we don't always know who we are, because we can't really get to the bottom of who we are. And change, in a way, is always showing us something about ourselves and where we then ourselves need to change. It's a discovery. We're always discovering who we are, discovering something about ourselves. And it doesn't stop at when you're 25, or when you're 35, or when you're 60, or 75, 95, it never, ever stops. Because we're always having to find out something, discover something, respond to it, and change. And that's God's purpose. And what he's showing us, just trying to put it briefly, right? We're just trying to sort of sum it up. Well, he's showing us that you're too much like, and then, well, the world. We're too much like the world. We're too much like somebody else, something else. We're too little like his son. That's the big takeaway. We're too little like his son. And we realize, this is showing me something. Change. We didn't see it coming. It finds us out sometimes. And we have to do a little bit of digging down, a little bit of discovery in our own hearts. We realize, don't we? We're too little like the Son of God. We're too little like him, too much like something or someone else. And we found out a little bit more about ourselves, that we were, well, we talked about it last week, we were hanging on to something here. We were clinging to something. And we didn't know we were until something happened and we're suddenly having to think about things differently and we're having to work through things differently because there's a whole new situation. We hadn't seen it coming. Or if we had seen it coming, there's always something part of it that you never did quite see coming. And we realize, I was hanging on to something there. I was hanging on to a picture of something, of what I ought to be or who I ought to be. Well, it might be, somebody out there, I don't know, your mums and dads, your brothers, your sisters, that you feel as if, well, I'm meant to be like them, or I'm meant to be like this in some way or other here. And actually, we're clinging to something, and it was the Lord who was asking us, I want you to be like me. I want you to be like my son. And here's the change that's happening. We're perhaps a bit stirred up, and we're realizing, hang on to something here, hanging on to not a very good idea here. Time to let that go. Or begin to change it, begin to adjust it. How we think of God, how we relate to him. Whether he's there even. That's sometimes it, isn't it? We think, well, he's not there. I don't actually believe in him. And when it really counts, he's not there. And that's telling us something important, isn't it? It's telling us, well, then we need to find him. We need to seek him. We need to find him. That suddenly we're all panicked and all anxious or whatever else it is there. He's nowhere to be found. He's nowhere to be seen. We have no kind of reach for him. And that's telling us something about ourselves, isn't it? We didn't know that until this happened. And lo and behold, we actually needed the Lord. It was as basic as that. So too much like the world, too much conformed to the world, to sin, to what sin is about and where that's taking us, things in our heads that sort of don't dislodge. They sort of stay there somehow. And these are the golden opportunities that God gives. Some of those out there, chastenings, aren't they? This is it. We're told there in the Bible, isn't it? There, you know, my son, do not despise the Lord's chastenings, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. And he goes on to tell us it's not pleasant, it's painful at the time. But if we're going to be, and it says it, partakers of holiness in Hebrews 12, and receive the peaceable fruits of righteousness, if we're trained by it, then there's only benefit. Because if we're partakers of holiness, we're becoming more like Christ, less like the world. If we're receiving the peaceable fruits of righteousness, we're becoming more like Christ, less like the world, less conformed to something else, some other kind of outline, some other kind of mold that we're being pushed into without even realizing it. And change is often the time in God's purpose where we realize a bit more about ourselves. It may not be good. And we have to move more and more towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Holiness is a way of life. It's not something you just sort of put it on like a coat. It's meant to be part of who we are. Part of who we are, that we're just thinking differently and we're responding differently. We're just different. We've got different aims and different objectives, and we've got different hopes. You know, governments come, governments go. Our hopes aren't there. We've got our hope in God. And so that is one of the big discoveries when change comes. God's purpose in it. Sometimes to shake us up a bit. Sometimes to bring us a chastening and a bit of rebuke that we're holding on to something here. And that we needed to move more and more towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Just read Abraham, haven't we, there? Call out to follow. And it tells us in Hebrews, and I think we're going to read that a bit later on, that he didn't know where he was going. He didn't know where. The land of Canaan, well, that became clearer, but it wasn't clear at the time. And he just had obeyed God so far, and then God showed him more. Big change for his life, wasn't it, just? So, changes. Let's keep our eye fixed upon the Lord, and he yet will bring good to pass. That I know. Well, we're going to sing our next hymn, and I've got a hymn book to sing it with now. Thanks, Roger. Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer.